This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The Deadly March.
Walter Grotz was 18 when he was drafted.
When I graduated from Delano High School in 1943, in 7 days I was in the Army.
Grotz was stationed in England in the Army Air Corps, flying raids in a B-27 until he was shot down over Germany.
I got thrown into solitary confinement for 10 days. Now, solitary confinement was the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
Grotz was shipped to Poland, but the Russian army was advancing, and Grotz and his fellow prisoners were pulled from the camp to march to Berlin.
So on the 5th of February, 1945, they said that next morning we're going to move out. 10th of February, my birthday, was my 19th birthday. We marched all the way into the night, and it was kind of drizzly, cold.
Grotz remembers that birthday and the buddy who shared his misery.
So then they marched us out in the field, and I put my blanket down, and Dyke took his, and we put it on the top. And I says, "Dyke, you got anything to eat?" He says, "I got one boiled potato I'll share with you." So that was my birthday party.
The march continued for 3 months.
All total, we covered 520 miles. Over 4,000 American prisoners died as prisoners in Germany, and 3,000 of them was on the march.
Grotz and his fellow captives were ultimately liberated by the British. Grotz left home a teen, but came back a man, tempered and toughened from answering the call to service.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at minnesotavets.org.